Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway.
I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no, please don't wake me now.
2, 3, 4. Welcome and thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And first of all, I just want to say I'm so glad to be back podcasting. I've taken a little hiatus. I've recently had a baby, and a little girl, and I've really been enjoying this second child. And as she's sleeping right now, I'm actually recording my first podcast in a long while. So I'm really happy to get back and to share some of this stuff. And a lot of it's going to be coming up, you know, things that have gone on, you know, with the birth of this child. And but tonight it's something that I've written about several years ago in one of my blog posts about driving under the influence of ego. And I wanted to start here because I think for a lot of us, it's kind of hard to distinguish the ego, or maybe some of you are like, what? Okay, I've heard this term, but in terms of figuring out what part of me is the ego and what's not, you know, people have a little difficulty with that. So tonight's episode is really going to help you fathom what your ego is and being able to see it really easily in yourself and others. So if you are anything like me, you get behind the wheel of your car and you drive out your neighborhood, and all of a sudden you start to perceive other people in other cars certain ways, sometimes by their posture as they're driving their vehicle, and sometimes by the way they're driving themselves. So it's fascinating to me how I can look over and see somebody in a certain posture. Maybe they're laid back in their seat, kind of, you know, hunched over to the side, like, you know, a cool daddy, with maybe sunglasses and their hat on backwards, whatever. You know, and I automatically perceive that person a certain way, and maybe they're, you know, maybe speeding a little bit or weaving in and out of traffic, and I automatically have a certain perception. And maybe it's also about the car they're driving, right? So then I maybe see an older model car with an older person driving, and maybe they're real, you know, close up to the wheel and got all big old glasses on, like they can't see very well. And, you know, I have a whole different perception of that person driving. And then maybe I have a whole perception of who I am driving and who I look, what I look like to other people. So we're constantly, you know, making these preconceived notions about others based on this. And I think it's quite interesting and fascinating to me. But what's going on with even beyond just, you know, your interpretation of, you know, who's behind the wheel, are just the egos that are involved with the driving. So some of us may not want to admit to this, but, you know, when we see cool daddy driving down the road, sometimes we get a little frustrated or irritated by maybe the way he's driving or she's driving. And all of a sudden you find yourself reacting to your whole perception of this person that you've never even met. You've probably didn't even really see them. You may not even know if it's a man or a woman. And all of a sudden you're having this real reaction to who they are and how they're driving. And you know, whether you want to admit to it or not, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit to this, that I've done this in the past, but all of a sudden you realize that you're maybe trying to drive in a way to piss them off, okay? You know, maybe they're weaving in and out of traffic and, you know, you're just tired of watching them, you know, do whatever they want to do on the road or be a little reckless, and maybe you're seeing them sort of come up behind you and you decide to block them, you know, or you decide to, you know, just go a little slower so that they have to slow down, or, you know, something like that. So that's your ego. That is your ego coming up and perceiving them and reacting in a certain way and throwing a little ego reaction out at them on the road. And you've never even met this person. And this is what I find so fascinating. And you'll see other people reacting to you. You know, you might drive by somebody and for whatever reason, they're perceiving you a certain way and they don't like you all of a sudden. And you'll see it in their driving. You will, you know, they'll come and block you, or they won't let you out into traffic or whatever. So this is a really great place to start watching your own ego and to start really comprehending what that is and how it's playing out in your life and in others in the car. So this stuff still comes up for me, and not too long ago, it was actually over Christmas, my husband and I, my little girl, we went on a trip to New Orleans for the night, and driving back home, we were in the left lane. I was driving, and you know, I was going as fast as I could and still be safe, you know, safe enough to be as far back from the car in front of me, but still be in that fast lane. And you know, there's that car in the right lane that wants to, you know, come up and try to pass everybody in the left lane because nobody's going fast enough, even though we couldn't go any faster because that's just, you know, the five cars in front of me were, you know, maybe being held up by a truck trying to pass people in the right lane, whatever. And man, this guy came up beside me on the right and was going to try to cut in front of me before he slammed into the back of somebody in his lane. And I felt myself speeding up to not let him in the lane. And of course, he made it over anyway. And I mean, I cursed, you know, under my breath, called him something that I shouldn't have in front of my little girl who was in the back. And of course, my husband's like, I mean, he's looking at me like, what are you, crazy? Like, what is going on with you? Like, what's the rush? You know, what? And I mean, you know, I was just like, you know, I don't even know. I just called him another name and said, I mean, he shouldn't be driving like this. Da, 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 da. And, but I was genuinely upset and mad at this person, for doing this and wanting to go get him back, you know? And after my husband, you know, said something, I watched myself feel this way, you know, react this way. And it took me a few minutes to, you know, let the emotion sort of ease. And then I was able to sort of sit back and kind of laugh at myself and be like, God, you know, here I am. I teach this stuff. I live this stuff to the best of my abilities. And here I am on the road, you know, trying to get somebody back, you know, for cutting into my lane. So this is what it's all about. You know, nobody's perfect and nobody's asking you to be perfect. And it's just about understanding what is driving us sometimes in these moments so that we can eventually sit back and say, you know what? Wow, that was my ego. Totally overtook me again. And I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to ask for forgiveness from other people that it may be affecting. And I'm going to forgive others when I'm seeing their ego coming up as well. When I was writing my book, Choose Spirit Now, Wake Up to an Exquisite Life, I was writing about how to understand the ego and then how to move beyond the ego. And this is really important because we need those glimpses of ourselves as our truest self. We need those glimpses of the no self, you know, that aspect of us that is beyond the self, that is beyond the ego, to remind ourselves that we're more than this. We're more than the ego. We're more than the self images that we build and create over our lifetimes. But what I kept getting over and over again as a lesson was my own ego coming up. And I'm like, why is this happening? You know, here I am writing about this. I'm so immersed in this writing and teaching, and yet my ego starts coming up, And what I realized is it was teaching me that in my teachings, what I needed to really emphasize as well, not just about going beyond the ego and getting those glimpses, but also letting people know that, you know, the ego, it's going to come up unless you're a saint, unless you've been able to let it go fully, which there are people out there that have. Most of us haven't. So we're going to have it come up again and again. And that's when we realize that the most important thing that we can really understand and do for ourselves is forgive. You know, being able to forgive ourselves when that ego comes up, being able to ask for forgiveness from others, and being able to forgive others for their own ego that's coming up. You know, and that was my biggest lesson in writing that book, is realizing that that was really important, and really important for me to get across to other people, so that, you know, we can say, you know what, it's great to understand this, it's great to move beyond it, but when we can't, when we don't, when it comes up, being able to forgive, that's the most important thing here to really understand and get. So now I want to leave you guys with a little bit of homework. And I love homework. I'm a complete nerd. And so when somebody says that there's homework, I jump for joy inside and pretend that I'm not. But, you know, because, you know, you want to be, you try to pretend you're cool, right? But yeah, when I, just to share this quick story. I mean, when I was in, I don't even know what grade I was in, probably eighth or ninth. I remember coming home on a Friday afternoon, and I went into my mom's bedroom and was flipping the TV on and pulled out, you know, my books and started doing some graphs, some math graphs. And my sister walked in and she was like, "What are you doing? Are you doing math homework on a Friday night?" And I was like, yeah. And I was totally lying, because it wasn't even math homework. I was graphing for fun. So that's how nerdy I am. But anyway, so homework. The next time you get in your car and you're driving down the road, maybe you're on Airport Boulevard in 5 o'clock traffic, or maybe you got caught in school traffic or whatever it may be, you're on the interstate, you know, trying to get from A to B as fast as possible. I want you to take the time to watch your ego as you drive. Watch how you're perceiving others driving, and see if you can't take some deep breaths and let it go, and see if you can be kind on the road. See if you can forgive others for their ego and start giving people some space on the road, letting people out, letting people pass, you know, just seeing if you can step back from your own ego and create some kindness on the road out there. So that is your homework for today. And to conclude, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. And this is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, helping you to understand this ego so that we can wake up from it and live awake as much as possible. Because to live awake is to love your life. And what can be better than that?